Good morning. My guest this morning is Tony Nelson. He is the Sonoma Valley Program Manager and Wildlife Ecologist of the Sonoma Land Trust. Welcome, Tony.
Good morning, Roland.
So the 40th anniversary of the Land Trust is now, right? It's basically this year.
This year.
Uh-huh. And one of the ways that you're going to celebrate it is with a speaker series about wild animals of Sonoma County. Why that in particular?
Well, we're doing a number of events, but because of the incredible interest and support we've had for our work to protect and study the Sonoma Valley Wildlife Corridor, we thought it was a good time to focus on wildlife.
Let's talk about just a little bit about some of these talks. We're not going to detail it because they're in different places, and we'll give dates and so on and talk a little bit about them, but then suggest that people go to SonomaLandTrust.org for more specific information. I was interested in this one about the Northern California Serengeti, Sonoma's Wild Pass. So this is Sonoma County 2.6 million to 11,700 years ago, and the animals that were here at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. That presentation is by Breck Parkman, who is the senior archaeologist for California State Parks. And we thought it would be great to start off with the historical perspective. And there's a lot of crazy animals that people aren't aware of, giant tree sloths and mammoths.
Great.
And, you know, all of these things were
bring
really
them back.
The diversity was incredible back then.
Animals of our creeks, rivers, and marshes. That's extant animals living in the area now, right?
Right. The other three of the four are current diversity in the county. And
uh-huh.
we wanted to give people some presentations on things that they don't often get to hear about.
What sorts of animals? I actually lived on the marsh at one point for a little over 20 years and saw some interesting animals.
There's a lot of animals that live in freshwater systems and marshes that sometimes people see and sometimes they don't. They're used to seeing deer. So we really wanted to get the aquatic element in there.
Right.
So we're talking about river otters, beavers, which
are
making
a
comeback.
Ones.
Right. Turtles.
Uh-huh.
And everything, and including fish, of course.
And then the next called coexisting with the large carnivores of the corridor. Large carnivores, as in?
In this case, it's going to focus on puma, lions.
Okay.
And Dr. Quentin Martins is a researcher with Audubon Canyon Ranch now, and he's done extensive studies with the interaction of these large predators with the world around them.
Yeah. Those I've never seen a mountain lion in Sonoma County. Where are they?
They actually are around. In our extensive camera studies, we've captured them throughout Sonoma Mountain and the Myokkamas. So they're around,
great.
But they are very reclusive, and they try to stay away from humans.
Good for them. And then there's the last one is mammals on the wing, bats of Northern California. That really sounds fascinating.
It's they are amazing creatures, and they're so integral to our ecosystem. And Greg Tatarian is an acknowledged expert in this area. So we're going to learn all about bats, the different types, and how they do fit into our ecosystem.
That really sounds fantastic. Well, I'm hoping to be able to get to see at least one or two of these, plus do let us know about other events. And as we said before, if our listeners want to see it all laid out, what's going to happen for the 40th anniversary, SonomaLandTrust.org is the website to contact. Tony, thanks once again for coming in.
Thank you, Roland.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.